Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. A powerful Pacific storm is impacting the West tonight. Blizzard warnings, Montana, and significant snow, Idaho into Wyoming, portions of Utah, southeast Nevada, and northwest Arizona. Winter storm warnings for the Sierra Nevada. And hurricane warnings for South Florida and the Keys with Ada. Ahead of the blizzard, a quick-moving rain and ice mix headed into the upper Midwest tomorrow, while the core of the winter storm drops into Utah and Colorado before ejecting into central parts of the country Wednesday, ready to try and catch Ada by the end of the week. But Ada's forecast has lots of questions. The tropical storm will cross the Keys tonight with hurricane gusts, then head into the eastern Gulf as a hurricane. Squally weather tonight, locally heavy rainfall, the big problem for South Florida. But most of us are really wondering what's next for Ada. The official National Hurricane Center forecast keeps Ada just sitting in the eastern Gulf and lingering. The thinking is that Ada will finally weaken before it drifts back toward Tampa by the end of the week. We'll be watching. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Now, some things happened this week. I really don't have much choice but to talk about them. We will talk about them. But let me tell you exactly what happened. 9 minutes past the hour, live on a Sunday night, I will tell you exactly what happened. You will hear all sorts of strange political theories and all sorts of experts discussing their annoying theories. But the fact is, I will tell you exactly what happened. Here's what happened. In 2016, there were two candidates. There was Hillary Clinton, dressed properly, spoke clearly, and there was this guy. And many millions of people thought, well, that guy can't win, therefore I will not vote. Therefore I will not vote. The result has been a building up of a resentment and, listen, guilt. Guilt by the people who wanted Hillary, but they did not register and vote. That's what happened. Because you see, there was a very strange thing in our land. And the strange thing in our land was this. Usually, in a two-party system, when you have a president of one party or the other party, you can discuss that president. You may disagree, you may like their tie, you may hate their skirt, whatever it is, you can have a conversation. But with this president, there was no conversation. You either loved him or you hated him. There was no middle. You couldn't say, well, he had some good policies. Let's see, he kept us out of war. He did the right thing with Israel. He dealt with problems in the Middle East. Our economy has never been better. He was great for the Black and Hispanic community. There was never more construction and building. He did some good things. But if you didn't vote for him, you could not have that conversation. Because if you wanted Hillary, the odds were you didn't vote for her. If you wanted Hillary, the odds were you didn't vote for her. Because you just assumed that she was going to win. You just assumed she was going to win. Of course she's going to win. Who would vote for him? And therefore, people didn't vote. Millions of people didn't vote because they thought it was taken care of. They thought Katy Perry doing a concert had it taken care of. And therefore, when people don't make sense, when they doth protest too much, it's because they feel guilty. And we had millions of Americans who felt guilty that they did not vote for Hillary because they thought it was handled. And rather than doing the right thing, which was standing up and saying, I screwed up, I messed up, I didn't vote for her. I thought it was handled. I have not seen one person on social media say, I screwed up. I should have voted for her in 2016. I didn't. This time I'm going to work on the campaign for Biden. I'm going to write checks to Biden. I'm going to do whatever I have to do for Biden because I screwed up last time with Hillary. And rather than admit that, you have millions of people saying Trump is the problem. No, if you wanted Hillary and you didn't vote for her, you are the problem. And I have not seen anybody admit that. Instead, they've demonized the millions of people who went out and voted. The millions of people who went out and voted for Trump because they believed in Trump. Two-party system. They demonize them. Well, they're horrible people. How dare they? How dare they go out and vote for him? They had no right to do that. No, no, you messed up. You didn't go out and vote for Hillary. It was your mistake. Your mistake. Your mistake. And all of that guilt gathered over 4 years into anger and resentment. Oh, my God. And that's what happened. This time, they went out and voted. But it didn't take much. You see, it didn't take much. But I have not heard one person say, I love Joe Biden. I can't wait to go vote for him. Have you heard that? They just didn't like Trump. A fact they did not exercise the last time around. They just didn't like Trump. They didn't take advantage of our system last time, so gosh darn it, this time they're going to bash him against the rocks. But I have yet to hear nobody saying, I love Joe Biden. This is why I'm going to vote for him. He's going to be a fantastic president. Have you heard that? Have you heard anybody say Joe Biden's going to be a fantastic president? One person? My number is 888-688-WALT. Is he live? Yeah, I'm live. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. My name is Walter M. Sterling, and the name of the show is Sterling on Sunday.
How many times can a vehicle end up in the water in 1 week? Well, in Florida, it's more than one. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling. Let me tell you about Harry's Blades. I am so proud and happy that Harry's Blades is part of Sterling on Sunday because Harry's has just come out with their sharpest blade ever. And unlike other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising prices. I use Harry's blades. Personal endorsement. I was stunned the first time I used it because this is a completely different experience. It's not like the little pulling and the nicks and scratches. This is incredible. It's a fantastic shaving experience, and that's why I'm so proud to have Harry's with us. Now, I talked to the Harry's people, and here's the best part. They have a remarkable offer for you. When you go to harrys.com and put in Walter at the promo code position, Walter at the promo code position, here's what happens. You get a razor, a handle, a beautiful ergonomic handle. You can feel that it's well made, a nice carry box, and my favorite part, you get Harry's shaving gel, which goes on as a gel, softens your beard, turns into a nice foam, smells fantastic. Not too strong, not too weak. It's a nice smell. Listen to me. Blade, handle, gel, travel box. You put in the promo code Walter. What does that cost? It costs $3. What? How much? What? $3. $3. Get all the information at harrys.com. Harrys.com. Put in the promo code Walter and get the whole trial set for $3.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I'm holding it in my hand. I'm holding a Highlands container filled with incredible Highlands medicine, and I've posted it on Facebook so you can see me holding the bottle. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you love? For over 15 years, arthritis pain has slowly been taking over me, as it has for 54 million Americans. yet many delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risk or experience with side effects from common pain relievers. I discovered with Hylens the new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on the body. Get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hylens.com/arthritis. Enter Walter at checkout to get $3 off your purchase, or find them at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again, they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
All right, coming up tonight at 18 past the hour, coming up tonight on Sterling on Sunday, we will visit the drive-through brew. Plus, Velo Hool has a special fishing report. Plus, are you ready? Vic Ferrari has a great cop story. Right now, you and I are talking about the fact that I believe that all of the trouble the past 4 years has not been because of any political differences. There's no need for any healing. There was a group of people who just assumed in their arrogance that Hillary Clinton was going to win in 2016. She's going to win. Obviously, she's going to win. And besides, who would vote for this guy? And therefore, they did not bother to vote. And because they didn't bother to vote, they have been walking around for 4 years with guilt. Guilt in their backpack. Guilt in their public radio backpack. Their public radio logo backpack in their back. And because they didn't vote. And rather than have an honest conversation and say, I screwed up, I didn't vote, they're carrying it around and blaming everybody else. Rather than saying, you know, I screwed up, I should have voted, I didn't vote, I made a mistake. Say that. Enter a normal conversation about the pluses and minuses of the president of the United States. Instead, he's horrible. Everything about him is horrible. And all of that was to justify their guilt for no action. Randy in St. Louis, you're at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Hello, Randy.
Good evening, Walter. How are you?
I'm charmed to be speaking to you.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I'm calling about your question regarding how many people were falling in love with the former vice president. And like you, I never heard a soul one time say anything like that. And it just absolutely amazed me that a candidate that could not draw more than 20 people to a rally with the president drawing many thousands ended up getting more popular votes or individual votes than anyone else in the history of our country. How could that be?
It can't be, because here's a man who has zero ability to whip up a crowd, zero charisma. He has not said one thing that I have quoted to a friend. I have not heard him say one thing that I march out and say, can you believe Joe Biden said this? This is brilliant what he said. Oh, my gosh, I have to support him. I have to write him a check. I have to put yet another sign on the front lawn. I don't get it, Randy. Do you?
Not whatsoever.
I find it appalling.
It's an enigma.
No, it's not an enigma. It's an enigma is too big an SAT word. And it's not an enigma. It's just stupid. Thank you for your call, Randy. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Ryan Wreckers Radio Station. That's what they should call KMOX, Ryan Wreckers Radio Station. Ryan's sitting there right now going, I'm glad I got out of the house early. I really don't need to be here until 5 minutes before air, but I'm going to get out, you know, early so I don't have to deal with the kid or the other kid or Mrs. Wrecker. I know the whole scam there, buddy. Ryan does the show on KMOX late at night. He does a great show. It's an honor to be on KMOX, but everybody gets to be kidded now and then. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258.
that's the thing that mystifies me. Usually when you have a candidate who gets 80 million votes, at some point you can say, you know what he said? You know what she said? She said this, and it was brilliant. I can't think of one thing Joe Biden has said. Nothing. I can't think of one thing Kamala Harris has said, except that thing about how Joe was a bad man. Wait, I think I might even have that. I think I even have that thing where she says Joe was a bad man. Where is that? Do I have it? Well, hold on. Everybody stay calm. All right, we'll get back to that. Bill, listening to, where are you listening, Bill? At 888-688-WALT. Bill in Greater Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
So much evidence that this election was rigged. And also, even the Kennedy election back in 60 was very questionable. This is not a phenomena or enigma or anything like that. There's so much evidence now that they're coming up with about false ballots, invisible, the incorrect pen signatures, stolen stuff, pollsters not being able to observe. Do you know what I'm talking about, sir? Sir?
You say it was rigged.
Yeah, I thought it was rigged. It's not an enigma. It's so obvious. I mean, Joe Biden didn't even hardly ever campaigned. He seemed mentally incoherent 95% of the time. And it's just ridiculous to assume that this was a fair and square election.
In his acceptance speech, he got numbers wrong, names wrong.
Yes.
In his acceptance speech, it was 25 million people died of the virus. I'm like, what? Where was this?
It's unbelievable. And not only it's unbelievable. And not only that, in certain districts where there's a heavily populated Republican votes, representatives from that district, Republicans won and Joe Biden won. There was, the Democratic, the highest person being running, of course, the president, he was a Democrat. There's so much stuff going on. The hypocrisy of Harris, Kamala Harris, called him a racist.
You know, that's very scary because Kamala Harris was a prosecutor. Anybody who's a prosecutor is scary. And there she was. She had a record number in California of putting away minor league marijuana offenders into jail. In California,
for
a state that tolerates that.
Exactly.
What?
Something's got to be done. I have total faith in Rudy Giuliani. I believe something is going to happen. You know, they say that SHIT happens, you know. It's really happening right now as far as a total sham.
Listen, stop. Just stop. Number one, any city that eats as much fatty meat as Philadelphia, things have to be crooked. And number two, wouldn't you say that things didn't go downhill in Philadelphia until Bandstand moved to Los Angeles? Goodbye. Thank you very much for your... Thanks very much for your call. Thanks for your call.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
All right, Jamie in Philadelphia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm just saying that Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love, and when you look at it, it's Masonic.
I mean, this is crazy.
Love.
Get rid of it.
Kevin in Anchorage, Alaska. Here are two most contested states, Pennsylvania and Anchorage, Alaska, and I got them both covered. I don't see any other talk show host doing anything. So, Kevin, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I'm proud to be conservative here in the great conservative state of Alaska. One thing is we got millions and millions of dollars sent to our state trying to get our senators out of the seat. I'm just saying that was a lot of outside money this last election. But one thing that we do, we always have a voter ID here. We always show our ID when we vote. I don't know how they do the mail-in ballot, but I know I walk in there and they ask me for an ID. That is something we need to have in every election to guarantee that the right person is voting for their, you know, under their name. The other thing that gets me is, does the FBI stop their investigation now on the money laundering with President-elect's son? That's my question. What happened?
Oh, thank you very much for that. That's a very good question.
This is crazy. Get rid of it.
I hope they've just started that investigation. I hope they've just started that investigation, because if any part of that is true, if anything from that laptop is true, this is a field day. This is thousands and thousands of hours of investigation. Just the picture alone of him in the bathtub with the cigarette hanging out of his mouth, right there, that's enough. That's enough for me. Here's my question. How is it possible that a man you cannot quote, who has not said anything that makes you go, wow, I got to vote for him. How is it possible that Joe Biden could get 70 million votes when you and I can't name anything he has said? Neither you nor I can name anything he has said. I find it astonishing. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. This is not political theory, which I will not indulge in. This is like, what? Wait, give me one thing, buddy, that he has said where I go, yes, that's who I want to lead the country. One thing. Just one thing. I didn't hear it. And I believe that for the past 4 years, this incredible passion about our president has been the result of guilt. The millions of people who just assumed he wasn't going to win, just assumed everybody would find him appalling, and they didn't bother to vote. And they have wrapped their arguments in guilt. The velocity of this anger has been the guilt of not having voted. But nobody says, I didn't vote. I'm sorry. I screwed up. I have never heard anybody say that. But that has to be true. Here's your number, 888-688-WALT is my number, 888-688-9258. You and I can stay in touch at all times. I have a podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits, and you get it at Apple iTunes. Midnight Misfits at Apple iTunes. And I have an email address, and I answer every single email, waltermsterling@gmail. It's waltermsterling@gmail. This is a spectacular week we're going to have. Spectacular week. Indian summer all across the country. And John Weatherby has a complete weather forecast for you coming up in just seconds. Sterling on Sunday. Talk Radio 1210, always slower in Pennsylvania. Do we blame the Amish? Hard to say. If your candidate did not win, there's one reason. Bad snacks at the polling place. Why? Senior citizens couldn't work the polls because of the virus. Bad snacks at the polling place this Sunday night, 10 p.m.
Still on Sunday. La 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 la.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Tonight, the blizzard out west, the hurricane soaking South Florida. But what's ahead for your work week? Ada's general circulation pushes some rain northward as far as Georgia tomorrow, but the heavy, squally weather continues for South Florida. And those tropical downpours will eventually cover the entire state of Florida tomorrow and every day for the rest of the week. Drier weather not till Saturday in the Sunshine State. Meanwhile, it will be a wet week for the eastern half of the country, combining new Pacific moisture with a new cold front and Ada's dense moisture field. The heavy rains start on Tuesday with a shot of winter for the upper Midwest, expands Wednesday and Thursday from the Appalachians to the coast and from border to border. Finally, the rain starts to diminish Friday in the northeast, but it's Saturday before it diminishes in the southeast. And here comes more waves into the Pacific Northwest. Rounds of rain and higher elevation snow reaching southward into California Thursday. Heaviest snow and rain for the West will be on Friday and Saturday. What a week. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
How many times can a vehicle end up in the water in 1 week? Well, in Florida, it's more than one. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Well, All right. I'm eating a cookie. There. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 37 past the hour with Walter Sterling. Let me sum it up. This was a stupid week. And the stupid thing that happened was we saw why so many people could not tolerate the existence of the President of the United States. Normally, when you have a two-party system, no matter who's in charge, you can have a conversation. You can have a conversation about who's ever in charge, and, you know, it flirts with normalcy. You may agree on some things, you don't agree on other things, but you can have a conversation. This was a very unusual presidency in that you could not have a conversation. You could not have a conversation. It was, if somebody didn't vote for Donald Trump, you weren't going to chat about that. You were a horrible person. It was unacceptable. And there was no middle. And it was really weird. Right away, because of the overreaction, I thought they tough protest too much. They were feeling guilty. All the people who didn't vote for Trump, but meant to, were looking at it and going, I didn't vote. And rather than raising their hand and saying, teacher, I'm sorry, I screwed up, I didn't vote, they didn't say a word. They hid it behind their back, like the dollar they stole. They hid it behind their back and went into overdrive about why he was a horrible person. Rather than simply admitting, you know what, he may have some good points, but I screwed up. Not one person admitted I screwed up. They felt guilty. That was the problem. They were overreacting because they felt guilty that they didn't go and vote, and they felt guilty because they just assumed, who could vote for this guy? Are you kidding me? Who would vote for this anarchist? Who would vote for this man who would live in chaos? We can't have that. That was the problem. That was the dilemma. And now this Biden guy comes along, and he seems very calm, but he has nothing to say, nothing at all to say. I can't think of one thing that Joe Biden has said that I can remember, nothing other than we're going to bring everybody together. What? That's what they all say. I'm going to bring everybody together. That's what he says. It means nothing.
We need to get you dressed.
Because he has nothing to say. However, they kept him in the basement. They kept him off the stump. They kept him off of the media tours because he had nothing to say. Let's not make that an issue of the fact that he had nothing to say. And then compared to the hatred that people had for themselves because they didn't vote for Trump, they didn't hate Trump. They hated themselves because they didn't write a check for Hillary Clinton. They didn't write a check for Hillary Clinton. They didn't campaign for Hillary. They didn't stump door to door for Hillary, and they didn't vote for her. And that's why she lost. And they feel guilty about that. Rather than admit it, accept it, and say, well, maybe Trump has some good points, rather than that, they're just going to sit there, cross their arms in their arrogance, and go, well, you know, it's unbelievable that he can continue. And the people who voted for him, look at them, they're fat. Look at the people who voted for Trump, they're fat. Look at the people who voted for Trump, they're fat.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
Now it is still speculation, but you never know with Donald. You know, he goes in 10 years, whatever he built in 10 years is just so phenomenal that there are eventually going to be different fields which he's going to go into. And I never say never, and it might be politics one day.
You made a political statement recently. You publicized your political views, didn't you?
Well, I hate to see what's happening to the United States. It's the great country, and I can't say the greatest country because I'll be in big trouble in this, but this is a great country. The United States is being taken advantage of by Japan and so many other countries. I mean, it's really a shame, and I see what's happening in terms of our leadership, and they're just being outplayed and outsmarted by every country.
And now we take great pleasure in presenting to you the star of our program,
Miss Kate Smith.
Name me one thing that Joe Biden has said, one thing that made you say, my gosh, we have to go vote for him. One thing. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday. Have you called in? 888-688-WALT. The show stinks unless you call in. I love to do it with you. And I want to share with you some information that has changed my life. No, really. And I'm holding it in my hand. It's called Hyland's Flexmore PM. Hyland's Flexmore PM. It's arthritis medicine that helps remove the pain and stiffness of arthritis. It is made of 100% natural ingredients. Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Well, there it is. The way we relate to our pain is different in the day than it is at night. Therefore, Hyland's has made two different formulas. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on the body. This means that they can safely complement your prescription medications, and they have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hyland's.com/arthritis. Hyland's.com/arthritis. Then, when you're there, enter the promo code WALTER right at checkout, and you'll see $3 come off. You'll see, you put in Walter, you'll see the amount you were going to pay, put in Walter, and $3 comes off before your very eyes. Or find Hyland's Flexmore medications at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Rite Aid, or Walmart near you.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Have a Florida story. Do you have a Florida story? Well, you know, I know the demand is great for a Florida story versus Walter Sterling going on about politics. So let's hear a Florida story.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going to Jacksonville, Florida, where a 35-year-old Florida woman spent last night at the Extended Stay Deluxe. And around 5 p.m., she's in the lobby hollering at the employees. She's upset because the hotel doesn't provide breakfast, nor is the pool open. Now, both of these things have been temporarily on hiatus because of the virus pandemic. The guy that's actually at the desk trying to check in is tired of the interruptions, and he asks her to calm down. So then the Florida woman's anger turns from the employees to this man. And there's a weird thing here. In the police report, they redacted what happens next. But apparently this other guy was in such fear, he decided that he was just going to bail from the situation. And he runs out to the parking lot, jumps in his truck. As he's trying to pull out of the parking lot, this Florida woman goes out there and stops him. She stands in front of him, doesn't let him get out of his parking space. And she's yelling at him and screaming at him and threatening him. So he says, forget this. He gets out of his truck and runs off. She jumps in his truck. The keys are still in it, and she drives it into the retention pond across the street. And I am going to lose weeks, maybe even months of sleep, wondering what the redacted part of that police report is. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we have a 15-year-old and two of his friends who sneak out, take one of their parents' SUVs, and they're joyriding. About 1 in the morning on a Saturday night, you know, technically it's Sunday morning, but for you and me, Saturday night, they end up crashing through someone's yard. They go through the backyard. And then they go to the neighbor's house behind them and they crash into the swimming pool. They have a photo of the SUV in the pool and it looks like they had to get out the hatchback. So there's two cars have ended up in water. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our last Florida story, we go to Clearwater, Florida, where a 36-year-old Florida man and his wife just moved into a great new house. They got a good deal on it too. Problem is, their neighbor's a jerk. He complained when he was power washing his driveway during the Olympics. You're being too loud. If his wife goes out and sunbathes in the backyard, he gets on a chair, looks over the fence, and starts taking pictures of her. And the last straw was at the wife's birthday party when he strung up some lights on his side of the neighbor's fence. Well, of course, the neighbor had to complain about that. The neighbor literally called the cops and made them take the lights down. The neighbor couldn't stop being a jerk. He called the cops again simply because they were being too loud. So the cops showed up again. They said, okay, it's not that loud. We took the lights down. Quit calling us. He calls 911 again. And he gets extra angry when the cops refuse to come out there. And he says that he's going to take care of it himself. So the 911 dispatcher says, what, do you have some weapons of some sort? He says, yes. Hang on, I'll get you the quote. I've got a ton of weapons. I've got hand grenades. I'll blow them out of the ground. So then the police did show up. And they arrested the crazy neighbor. Now the young couple is looking for a new house. And somehow a vehicle did not end up in the water. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker. And this is Florida Stories.
Right, let me tell you about Parma, Ohio. Let's you and I discuss Parma, Ohio and the data deprived. Now, Gwyneth Paltrow in Goop explained the situation with people who did not vote for Hillary Clinton and did not vote for Joe Biden as being, you ready? You want to know what they are? They are data deprived. That's how she and her friends in Brentwood describe people who did not vote for Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton. They are data deprived. If only they had all the information that they needed, they could make the correct situation, the correct decision. They would be freed from these ignorant choices that they have been consistently making. Data deprived. Well, let me tell you about Parma, Ohio. Parma, Ohio is the epicenter of people who voted for Donald Trump. In America, Northeast Ohio is the epicenter of people who voted for Donald Trump. There are some specific distinctions to Parma, Ohio. They have two automobile manufacturing plants, two UAW manufacturing plants. They have two Walmarts. It is on the west side of Cleveland. It is a community, you might think in your head, it is a community that is not poor. It is a definitive middle-class working community. The people who live there have good jobs. They have homes. There are no McMansions, but they are nice homes. Clean, well-built, immaculate lawns. It's a beautiful community. Tree-lined streets, everything you'd want in a community, they have in Parma, Ohio. Your kid goes to dance classes, they have three dance schools. You like a Dairy Queen, there's a Dairy Queen down the street. You like diners, they got two diners. Everything you want in a community, they have in Parma, Ohio. Plus, it has the distinction of being the place where Drew Carey came from. Therefore, it turns out people who are high up on the scale in the arts, the host of The Price is Right. But Parma, Ohio has good schools. It is near the big highways. They have access to every single cultural advantage of Cleveland. It is on the Cleveland City Street grid. It's near to the big museums, the big art museums, the opera house. Everything in Cleveland is on the city grid near Parma. Everything. It is the epicenter of where Donald Trump had his base. If you drove through Parma, on every lawn, not every other lawn, every lawn, were multiple signs saying Trump, 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 Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. On the sides of the houses, Trump, 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 Trump. On the back of the cars, Trump, Trump, Trump. That is his base. The other thing you should know about it, for decades, they voted Democrat. And in the last election, they voted for Trump. The United Auto Workers voted for Trump. And the reason they voted for Trump the last time, as a friend of mine who worked at the Lordstown plant told me, we didn't trust her. He told me himself, they did not trust her. Why they didn't trust her, I don't know, but they didn't trust her. They trusted him. That's their opinion. I don't know if they were right or wrong, but that was their opinion. That's the beauty of our system. But for Gwynny and her little Bree friends to say, oh, they're data deprived. These people are not data deprived. They're really smart. The people of Parma, Ohio are really smart. They pay their bills. They're not in debt. They don't have a black American Express card with $80,000 in debt on it, Gwynny. They haven't overpaid into their website and stuck in debt with that startup forever. No. These are, you know, good folks who eat big meat. They bowl. They don't have any bars in Parma, Ohio. They have taverns. And on the weekend, families go to the tavern and they hang out there. And that's Parma, Ohio. But I love it when I see she calls them data deprived. Can you imagine the arrogance? The arrogance of saying, well, the reason that these people voted for Donald Trump is because they're data deprived. The only reason people wouldn't do exactly what I did was because they were data deprived.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump. That's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen because we're not going to be used. Fear is not going to be something that we're going to, that's going to be what drives our country. We're not going to be scared of Muslims or immigrants or, you know, women.
Yes, women. My gosh. But what I saw Donald Trump do, and then I'll get off of this soapbox, I saw Donald Trump lower my taxes, keep my kids safer, protect my borders, no wars in foreign countries, supported Israel to a degree that no president has in 50 years. I'm not data deprived, and neither are the people of Parma, Ohio. But don't go doing that, Gwynny, where you go, oh, if they were only, they weren't data deprived, they'd have all the information they need to agree with me. No, they still wouldn't agree with you. And they'd still be right. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I've got two more hours of this big weekend show. This is the most incredible appointment listening you have. I've got the drive-through brew. We have more of Kate Smith. No, we have drive-through brew, Judge Judy. We're going to talk about the incredible Christmas baking shows. That's right. It's the time for the incredible Christmas baking shows. And what else have I got? I have so much I can't even keep track of it. Oh, and more Florida stories. It's a big show. It's just a big show. And Vic Ferrari is going to tell us a police detective story as only he can. Vic Ferrari, a retired New York City police detective with a great story. Is there anything else like this? No, I don't think so. All of that coming up in just seconds. And a prize.
And it's coffee break time at Dennis & Close, Route 22 Union, New Jersey. Open 10 a.m. to 5 in the morning and open now. Reopens again at 10 a.m. and is open all day Saturday till 12 midnight, closed all day Sunday.
If you can tell me who that is, you will win a prize. When you call in, everybody who calls in gets a chance to guess who that is. And then you win a prize. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. W-A-L-T. Is there anything else as spectacular as this? No. And I have a secret message for you, but you have to be able to decode it with your secret decoder card. You get that at Walter Sterling Show. You get that at Walter Sterling Show. Go there, click, download the decoder card. I will give you a message. Then you can look and say, oh, this equals this, and you will get your secret message. Neil Paul is very excited right now. He's very excited right now. It's Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession. capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. A powerful Pacific storm is impacting the West tonight. Blizzard warnings, Montana, and significant snow, Idaho into Wyoming, portions of Utah, southeast Nevada, and northwest Arizona. Winter storm warnings for the Sierra Nevada. And hurricane warnings for South Florida and the Keys with Ada. Ahead of the blizzard, a quick-moving rain and ice mix headed into the upper Midwest tomorrow, while the core of the winter storm drops into Utah and Colorado before ejecting into central parts of the country Wednesday, ready to try and catch Ada by the end of the week. But Ada's forecast has lots of questions. The tropical storm will cross the Keys tonight with hurricane gusts, then head into the eastern Gulf as a hurricane. Squally weather tonight, locally heavy rainfall, the big problem for South Florida. But most of us are really wondering what's next for Ada. The official National Hurricane Center forecast keeps Ada just sitting in the eastern Gulf and lingering. The thinking is that Ada will finally weaken before it drifts back toward Tampa by the end of the week. We'll be watching. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I have the best sound engineer in American radio. His first name is James. I'm always afraid to pronounce his last name, or I would say it much more often. But I always get it wrong. And when he says it the way it's supposed to sound, it always makes perfect sense. I know, James, I know, but I thank you. I'm not that smart about these things. I do my best. You know, it's weird. They give announcers pronunciation guides with professional copy. When you get a commercial, you get pronunciation guides. Whenever I get the pronunciation guides on the copy, I mess up every darn word. Every word is a disaster when I get the guide. When I don't get the guide, I'm pretty good. I don't need the pronunciation guide. What I need is more commercials. That's what I need. You're sitting there going, Walter, please, no more commercials. No, I need more commercials. And the reason I need more commercials is because I need to keep my kid in college, and I need to give the 15-year-old another phone. Freaking 15-year-old who I worship and adore, she got an iPhone X. She has an iPhone X. Why? Well, because she broke the last 20 of them, and they all have that cracked glass, and she needed an iPhone X. Why? Because I'm 15. I'm 15. I need an iPhone X.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
I, however, have a Verizon prepaid phone. Let's review. It costs $34 at Walmart. It costs me $35 a month. And you might feel sorry for me. Maybe it doesn't have adequate features or apps. This is what it has. It's an Android phone. I hate Android phones, but it's an Android phone. I'm not an Android kind of guy. I'm a sort of a rock and roll iPhone kind of guy. And however, it takes good pictures, texts, goes on the internet, goes on Google, and any app you can imagine it has. Okay. And that costs $34 a month from Walmart. Then if I lose it, or if I pay you to steal it, it's $34 a month. But God bless my daughter, the 15-year-old who wants her nose pierced, who wants to thank me for this by getting her nose pierced, whose bangs are purple, to kill her grandmother's and her grandfather's. See, the problem with her, with Meredith, the challenge with Meredith, is that she is perfect. No, I'm not talking like a dad. I'm talking about she has this wonderful heart. She's got this beautiful heart. She is an accomplished artist. She is a great friend. Unlike me, she has a lot of friends. I don't know how you make a lot of friends. She has a lot of friends. And they adore her. She has a lot of friends. She has a big heart, and she's candid and honest. I'm driving her to dance one day, and who knew we needed to do that? But it's one of the things I'm grateful for because I don't have sons. If I had sons, what would I have to do? I'd have to be driving them to swim meets. I know the curse of swim meets is they all seem to be at 5 a.m. Who would want to go to a swim meet at 5 a.m. at the big public pool, at the big public school? Terrify me. There's certain things that terrify me just by existing. And one of them is a public school pool. And that's because we had to swim in the public school pool without anything on. Combine that with the size of the pool. Those pools are huge. And they all start at 10 feet. You know, they go from 10 feet to 20 feet. There's no 3 feet where I can just stand around and la 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 and chat with my friends and pretend I'm at a Roman bath. No, there's none of that at my pools. So I'm driving my 15-year-old to dance, where she takes ballet competitive, and she's in competitions. I'm very proud of her being in competitions. We're just driving along, listening to your pop AC station. And she says, "Dad, I'm bi." I'm like, "You're not playing football this week?" "No, Dad, I'm bi." I'm like, "What? You're bisexual?" "Yes." "Does that mean I'm going to have to pay for 2 weddings? That's what I said to her. Because I knew when you catch an answer, when you catch a question like that, a statement like that, it could affect the kid's life forever. It could send them into therapy forever. A couple days later, I said to her, "That answer I gave you about paying for 2 weddings, was that okay? Were you going to be all right with that?" "Yes, yes, it'll be fine." But these are the things you don't get scripts for. But I haven't seen the bi part of her life. I haven't seen the girl. There must be a girl. I've only seen the boy. And the boy's great. We like the boy. We like the boy. All of her relatives like the boy. He's a nice guy. He's a good guy. And I don't know how he's supposed to handle the news. I want to talk to you about the stupid thing that happened this week. You and I will talk about that coming up in just seconds. Plus, I have the drive-through brew. We have a mystery voice. When you call in, you get a chance to win a prize announcement. We have Florida stories. Vic Ferrari has New York City detective stories. And the reason why Donald Trump is not in any big hurry to leave. And one of the reasons is he's going to be stuck with Melania the rest of his life. He's going to be stuck with Melania forever. This is Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I get in the shower, and then I take out this beautiful green can. Push the button, and out comes gel that smells remarkable. I put it on my face, and suddenly my beard softens, and the gel turns into shaving cream, and I'm able to get the most remarkable shave imaginable, a Harry shave. The Harry system of blade, handle, and shaving gel work together to give me the most remarkable shave I could ever imagine. The first time I had a Harry shave, I'm like, whoa, this is really different. Now, everybody says that. No, really, this is different. Now, the reason it's different is that Harry's has just come out with their sharpest blade ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for the product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. You put it on the ergonomic handle, which comes in a variety of stunning colors, which will complement your eyes. And you use the shaving gel. And oh my gosh, this is a great experience. Now, I want you to have this experience. Here's what you get with Harry's. With Harry's, when you put in the promo code WALTER, you get a blade, you get a handle, an ergonomic handle in a beautiful color, you get the shaving gel. You put it on, softens your beard, smells great. And a nice travel box. You put in the promo code WALTER, blade, handle, shaving gel, $5. What? Oh, no, $3. You put in the promo code WALTER, it's $3. And they'll send it to you. Well, they must get you on shipping and handling. No, that's free. It's really free. Handle, blades, shaving gel, travel box, $3. Put in the promo code WALTER or get them at the big box stores. But really, you're better off going to Harry's.com. Harry's.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you love to do, or get a restful sleep? Well, for over 15 years, arthritis pain has slowly been taking over my thumbs and my feet, as it has for over 54 million Americans. Yet many people delay taking their pain medications because they're concerned about the long-term risk or experience with some side effects from common pain relievers. I discovered with Hylans, the new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle pain and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain yet gentle on my body. What this means is that I can safely complement the prescription medications with Flexmore and have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hylans.com/arthritis. Just enter Walter at checkout or find them at CVS, Kroger, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or Walmart near you.
Let's go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. It's 18 past the hour, and you and I are driving across the country. This is my favorite time of day. I would do anything, to be on the radio every night at this time. Wouldn't this be better than whatever you're listening to at this night, usually? I can talk about UFOs, but I don't feel the need to talk about it every day. I can talk about the Democrats, but I don't feel the need to talk about them every day. And I can talk about, well, whatever else it is, but we can talk about it from a different angle, have a different perspective. That is the joy of American radio celebrating its 100th anniversary. And you know it's celebrating its 100th anniversary this week? Neil Paul in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Neil is celebrating his 104th birthday. He's engaged to Judy Anderson. And these are our number one fans. Our number one fans. And I am deeply grateful to you, Neil, for being with me every week. It's really a nice feeling to know that Neil is always there. And Karen, yes, I didn't forget, and Mr. Sneakers is always there. It means a lot to me. A lot. And I thank you. My number is 888-688-WALT. What should we talk about? At KMBZ, KMOX, and KDKA. Why am I having trouble with the coughing? Why am I having trouble? If I just lean forward, I could hit the cough button, but why? Why go through all that effort? Here's the deal. I am puzzled that no one else has pointed out that the trouble that Donald Trump has had for the past few years is not any of his accomplishments or even the stupid thing he said off mic for Entertainment Tonight. His real trouble is that about 70 million people voted for him last time, and about 69 million people voted for Hillary, because about a million people said, oh, who would vote for Donald? There's no reason for me to go and vote. And those million people have been insanely guilty. They have felt so guilty because they didn't make the effort to go and vote. And rather than raise their hand and say, teacher, teacher, I screwed up. I didn't go and vote. I know I'm supposed to, but I didn't go and vote. Rather than do that, they're sitting there with their arms crossed saying, that's a bad man. He's a bad man. Do you remember that the first day after he was being indoctrinated, inaugurated, whatever it is, that Charlotte Johansson, let me see if I still have that, Scarlett Johansson was stumping. And Scarlett was saying, I have been to the gynecologist, and giving this insane speech about her rights as a woman, all the things she deserved as a woman. And let me see. One man, team, Coke, Scarlett. Scarlett, look at that.
Have you been to the gynecologist yet? That was the question my mom asked me at 15 when I informed her about a change that I had noticed in my body.
Yeah, she went from a C to a double F. But that was her speech a day or two after Donald Trump became president. And she was giving this
rally up the troops about women's rights the day that he became president. And I'm like, wait a minute, Scarlett, did you vote? You're acting like you didn't vote. And then I'm looking on Facebook and I see all of these people with their insane speeches about what a horrible man he is. And he had just started his job. He hadn't done anything. He had just started his job. Now, if you give him a couple months and he starts to make mistakes and you want to criticize him, fine. But this was different. Remember, this was different. This was, no, bad man, bad man, bad man, bad man. Immediately. This guy didn't have a chance from day one. It was very strange. Usually, when you have a new president, you sit there and you say, well, I wish them well. I hope it goes well. I hope that Joe Biden does well. Why? Because he's our president. And his success will benefit everybody, right? That's what I hope will happen. But Trump didn't get that from anybody. He didn't get it from anybody. It was weird. It was weird. And I'm like, okay, they doth protest too much. What is the issue? The issue is that they felt guilty. They felt guilty that they didn't vote. That was the issue. They hadn't voted. Because they assumed that everybody else would see that this guy was a clown. Why would we vote for him? He's a clown. My favorite piece of audio ever was not the Entertainment Tonight thing. It was from 1988 when he was being interviewed with Ivana, who I wish had been the first lady, with Ivana by Sir Terry Wogan, the Johnny Carson of England. And Terry Wogan asked him two questions. Terry said to him, do you think you might run for president of the United States? And have you thought about building in Moscow? I know you were just in Moscow. Have you thought about building a hotel in Moscow?
It is still speculation, but you never know with Donald. You know, he goes in 10 years, whatever he built in 10 years is just so phenomenal that there are eventually going to be different fields which he's going to go into. And I never say never, and it might be politics one day.
You made a political statement recently. You publicized your political views, didn't you?
Well, I hate to see what's happening to the United States. It's the great country, and I can't say the greatest country because I'll be in big trouble with this, but this is a great country. The United States is being taken advantage of by Japan and so many other countries. I mean, it's really a shame, and I see what's happening in terms of our leadership, and they're just being outplayed and outsmarted by every country.
There you go. And that was his position from day one as president of the United States. Like, I'm done with this. I'm done with people taking advantage of us. And then people were mad at him? Who could be mad at him for that? That's exactly the position that he should have taken. But he didn't get a chance to sell it because he was, boom, DOA. Not acceptable. Not acceptable. It was horrible. But we never had a normal conversation about him. Either you loved him or you hated him. That's not a normal conversation about the president of the United States. Every president does some good things and some bad things. Yeah, he's basically pretty good. Yeah, he's basically... Instead, I'm listening to these idiots go on and on about, well, you know, I hate all the people who voted for him. I mean, you hate 70 million people who voted for him? That's nonsense. I hate, and this is what Gwyneth Paltrow said. Did you hear what Gwyneth Paltrow said? She said they are data deprived. The people who voted for Trump are data deprived. They didn't have all the data that they needed. The people of Parma, Ohio did not have all the data that they needed. Let me tell you, Gwenny, the people of Parma, Ohio are real smart because most of them work at a General Motors or Ford auto plant. They're making $30 an hour. They have benefits the likes of which you can't imagine. They have benefits that are insanely great, and they're not going to be fired. A UAW worker is one of the smartest people ever. And have you ever been to Parma, Ohio? Beautiful community. The houses are paid for. The yards are immaculate. Great food. There are two Walmarts. It's a terrific community. The people who get to live there are smart. Here's my number. It's 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, which leads me to my dilemma. I have not heard Joe Biden say one thing that makes me go, wow, he's really smart. wow, I got to vote for him. I haven't heard him say anything other than, we're going to bring everybody together. They're all going to heal. What is this, a ward? What do you mean you're all going to heal? Here's the flash. About 70 million Americans don't think that there's any healing necessary. That's where they're going to be in shock. They're going to find that about 70 million Americans were perfectly happy the way it was. They were not anticipating that. They're not anticipating that. Do you hear me? They're like, we thought they were all miserable. No, they're not miserable. They're perfectly happy. That's my number, 888-688-WALT, live on a Sunday night. Isn't this the best show you ever heard in your life? No, really think about it. Then when you call in, you get a chance to win a prize. Announcement.
And it's coffee break time at Dennis Enclosed, Route 22 Union, New Jersey. Open 10 a.m. to 5 in the morning and open now. Reopens again at 10 a.m. and is open all day Saturday till 12 midnight, closed all day Sunday.
And coming up in just seconds, if you have a Midnight Misfit card, I will give you a secret message that you can only decode with the card. It's free. Go to Walter Sterling Show right now, Walter Sterling Show right now. Download it, print it out. And then when I give the secret message, you will be able to decipher it. I always get the words wrong. The decipher, it all confuses me. There's my Samantha. She's 8 years old. I know she's listening. Go to bed. Samantha, go to bed. You're like, ooh, she's 8 and she's still awake. Yes, it is a horror to us as well. No, I can't see her, but I know. I can feel it. I know when Samantha's awake, and she's awake. So, Samantha, go to bed, and then tomorrow morning I'll make you whatever breakfast you want. I think that's a pretty good deal. And then I'll tell you about my 17-year-old who came back from college and why and what we did, because it was quite a crisis. And I'll have an episode of the Drive-Thru Brew for you. Now, what else I got? And the real reason why Donald Trump still hasn't left office. I think you'll find it fascinating. My number is 888-688-WALT. My email is waltermsterling@gmail. Oh, and there's Bill White. Bill White, the program director of KFBK, my favorite program director du jour. A brilliant guy. Brilliant guy. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. We are live on a Sunday night. I'm Walter M. Sterling.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Tonight, the blizzard out west, the hurricane soaking South Florida. But what's ahead for your work week? Ada's general circulation pushes some rain northward as far as Georgia tomorrow, but the heavy, squally weather continues for South Florida. And those tropical downpours will eventually cover the entire state of Florida tomorrow and every day for the rest of the week. Drier weather not till Saturday in the Sunshine State. Meanwhile, it will be a wet week for the eastern half of the country, combining new Pacific moisture with a new cold front and Ada's dense moisture field. The heavy rains start on Tuesday with a shot of winter for the upper Midwest, expands Wednesday and Thursday from the Appalachians to the coast and from border to border. Finally, the rain starts to diminish Friday in the northeast, but it's Saturday before it diminishes in the southeast. And here comes more waves into the Pacific Northwest. Rounds of rain and higher elevation snow reaching southward into California Thursday. Heaviest snow and rain for the West will be on Friday and Saturday. What a week. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
We need to get you dressed.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump. That's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen because we're not going to be used. Fear is not going to be something that we're going to, that's going to be what drives our country. We're not going to be scared of Muslims or immigrants or, you know, women.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story I'm working on. So one morning while sitting at my desk, I overhear a lively discussion with an office mate and a sergeant. A representative from the Tokyo Metropolitan Police Department was in town to observe the New York City Police Department. During his two-week excursion, they had him embedded with several investigative units from the NYPD's Organized Crime Control Bureau. Most cops don't like anybody looking over their shoulders because the last thing in the world they want is an uninvited third party to second-guess their actions. So while the detective's arguing with his sergeant, the sergeant says, look, I'll sweeten the pot. Here's $20. Take him out to lunch. So the detective goes, what do you think the three of us are going to go for lunch with for $20? And the sergeant goes, yeah, I appreciate it, but bring back a receipt. So the detective was mad. Him and his partner take off. They return about an hour later, and I see them fishing around for keys, and I go, where's Tokyo Joe? And he says, you want to see something funny? I said, yeah. So we go out into the parking lot, and there passed out in the back seat of his car is this little Japanese guy with an expensive camera and a bottle of Gatorade. I go, what happened to him? He goes, too much sake. He was partying with the vice guys. I says, well, what are you going to do with him? He goes, well, leave him here. Let's go out for lunch. I got $20 now. I says, well, you can't leave him in a parking lot in the South Bronx. He could get robbed. He goes, look, nothing's going to happen to him. He goes, what are they going to do, steal his yen? Don't worry about it. So we get in another car. We go out for lunch. We spend the money with the $20 that was supposed to be for this guy's extravagant lunch. We come back to the parking lot. Tokyo Joe was nowhere to be found. So now we panic. We take off in different directions looking for him. I go in one car. They go in another car. After about 20 minutes of driving around the South Bronx, I find Tokyo Joe in the middle of the street taking a picture of an abandoned building that's got a graffiti mural of like a recently deceased drug dealer and his beloved pit bull. So I go over the radio and I tell this other detective and his partner, cryptically, I found what we're looking for. I'm going to bring it over to the parking lot. So when they show up, it's like parents yelling at a kid. These two detectives are screaming at Tokyo Joe, who doesn't speak a word of English, of what could have happened to him. So I go, look, he's got the general idea. Stop yelling at him. So they're so mad, they put Tokyo Joe back in the backseat of their car and they took off. And they took him back down to Midtown and put him in his hotel. I go back up to the office. I'm doing paperwork. About, I don't know, an hour or so later, they return, and the sergeant starts quizzing him like a parent, you know, like, where were you? And he goes, how'd it go? He goes, fine. He goes, how was lunch? The detective goes, it was great. He goes, you got a receipt? And he goes, bodegas don't give receipts. So that's a story from my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos.
All right, we love Vic Ferrari. Vic Ferrari has the best stories. It's like being in a cop bar, isn't it? Vic Ferrari, a retired New York City cop. Doesn't get better than that. Plus, when he's with me, I feel safe. Who's going to mess with me when I'm with a retired New York City cop and I have yet to get a sticker from him, one of those things I can put on the car? I don't have one of those things. 888-688-WALT. Here's what I want you to call in about. I have not heard Joe Biden say one thing that makes me go, wow, that was brilliant. That would make me vote for president. And there he is with, what, 70 million votes, and not one of those people can quote him. Not one person can quote him as to why they're voting for him, why they voted for him. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. 888-688-WALT. Why would you vote for him? I can't name one thing. The only thing that they're voting for is that he's not Trump. Seems like a bad platform. That does seem like a bad platform. 888-688-WALT. Coming up, we have Adventures in the Drive-Thru Brew. Adventures in the Drive-Thru Brew. Now, let me share with you, many of you were kind enough to send notes and call in about how to help my 17-year-old daughter. My 17-year-old daughter was at Syracuse University, and it was her incoming freshman year. And there she was quarantined because of the genius, Mario Cuomo's son. What the heck's his name? Anyway, Mario Cuomo's son said, if you're not in New York State, you have to be quarantined for 2 weeks. And there she is, first time away from home, stuck in a dorm. Not air-conditioned at the beginning of August, and not allowed to go out. All of her cafeteria food is brought to her room. Can't have restaurant deliveries, can't have pizza deliveries, limited access to other kids, limited, small little area outside they can go to. I'm not kidding you. It was like a prison yard situation. After 2 weeks of that, she could walk around. Then it turns out that all of her classes are online. No, this is like a bad Russian joke. All of her classes are online. She's in the dorm at Syracuse University, and she's still doing her classes online. She can't go to any classes. No one's having any classes. She could have stayed home and prevented the hell that she went through. Then, after she was there a couple weeks, she met the boy. Nice boy. Good. This was a good kid. And what happens to him? He gets killed by a bus. Now she's stuck up there in a quasi-quarantine situation. New classes that she's getting behind in. Boyfriend, boy, gets killed by a bus. And it's dawning on her every day that she's not at Harvard. And she says, I want to come home. I went on the air and I said, should she come home? And God bless you, every single caller said she needs to come home. Every caller said she needs to come home. 2-3 days ago, she came home. And it's good that she's home. You know, she's my baby. And it's good that she's home. She's the kid who made us a parent. We're taking the best care we can of her. Her name is Dorothy. And every single note that I've gotten from you on Facebook or to my Walter M. Sterling at Gmail email, I have sent to her. So she's seen every nice note that you've sent. It's very sweet. I'm very grateful. And this is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. You know, Harry's Razors has been around a while, and maybe you tried them when they first came out. I urge you to try them again, because unlike razor companies that are traditional, Harry's is constantly improving their blades. But unlike other razor companies, Harry's does not charge you for these improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. $2 each. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising their prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving 4 times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's new blades, their ace shave is as smooth as their first. Now, how do they do this? It's because Harry's owns their own factory, a factory that's been making blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from R&D to the factory floor. It comes with a 100% quality guarantee. You can find the Harry's new sharper blades at the big box stores, drug stores, and grocery stores, but I urge you instead to get it at harrys.com, because that's where you're going to get a special offer. At checkout, you put in the promo code WALTER, and the whole package, blades, handle, shaving gel, $3. It's all for $3, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. They don't charge you for shipping and handling. You put in my name, Walter, and that whole package comes to you for $3. Go to harrys.com, harrys.com, promo code WALTER.
Where you're
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm J.J. Wilson, and I'm the son of Big Wilson, legendary radio broadcaster.
If you're just tuning in, hello. We watched the fireworks display up and down the beach. We went over to the beach in Miami around in the 80s there, and it was really quite nice.
As he always said, he was much taller on radio. And this is the Drive-Thru Brew. Our slogan, drive-thru and you're through. Now, last time, Jake and the manager were fighting over the new sign logo. Let's listen in.
Right. The sign should show beer being poured on a pig. Then every time someone drives in the drive-thru, they would hear the sound effect of a pig squealing. You don't hear that when you walk into Target. In fact, when you walk into Target, you just hear threats to your freedom.
Security to Zone 4, please. Will make a would-be thief very nervous.
and encourage them to leave the store.
A pig squealing is not associated with beer or any of the things we sell.
I'm afraid we'll become too narrow in appeal to rural counties and scare away this influx of Upper West Siders from Manhattan. I want to grow our base and solidify our roots.
What the hell have you been reading?
Well, this free community college has a course in marketing, and I've been teaching it this semester.
A teacher? Well, well, what is the name of your course?
It's called A Beer Barn is a Metaphor.
For what?
We're hiring more writers for that answer.
Well, this is getting pretty high-minded. Next time on Life in the Drive-Thru Brew, Word Car speaking.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT.
I need to get you dressed.
Oh, my Midnight Misfits. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Nate Tester, Ann Knupp, Bill White, Sue, I never get this right. Sue Seaman, Ben White, James Hutenton. I should know how to pronounce that. Rebecca Canner, John Harper, Phil Lucas, Georgianne Brown, Frank Cohn. Hello, Frankie Cohn. Ken Forbes, Ken Brandenburg, Jennifer Hayden, the legendary D. Wells, the magnificent D. Wells, Beryl Kravitz, who sent me the best Christmas card I have ever seen. Rosemary Furlong and your mom. Hello, Rosemary and your mom. Eddie Valdez. Marion Jewel Riley, who has the most beautiful name I have ever heard. Samantha, go to bed. Jennifer Hayden, welcome. These are a few of the Midnight Misfits. If you want to be recognized as a Midnight Misfit, here's all you have to do. Go to Walter Sterling Show. Click Midnight Misfit. Download the Decipher card. And then every week at this time, I will give a secret message. You can decipher it and decide how important it is to your life. That's all you have to do. In fact, I think we probably should do that now. C-U hashtag N987 NKZ exclamation mark. This can't be a CONET signal. James, is this a CONET signal? That's what they're supposed to be. He sent me this thing that it's just dogs barking. C-U hashtag N-987 NKZ exclamation mark. John Kelly. Michael Garay. Look at that, Michael Garay. All right, those are a few of our Midnight Misfits. Thank you so much for being a Midnight Misfits. This is Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Did you ever run for election? Since we're on an election theme show, did you ever run for an election in school, like school president, school council president? Did you ever do that? Okay, when I was in school, that was the thing. You ran for school council president because that's how you were going to get into Harvard. No, really, we worked on the basis that if you were school council president, you'd get into Harvard. I ran. Now, because there had never been more kids in high school than the year that I ran, it was the bulge of the baby boom, there were 12 kids. 12 kids. They had to have two assemblies for each of us to give our speech. Two. They had to limit the number of campaign signs in the hallway. And I gave my speech, and as you can see, I'm a great speaker. I'm a great public speaker. I figured this was a slam dunk, right? Oh, my God. And then I had friends who were artists, and they were happy to make these signs. What I didn't anticipate was that my message was all wrong. This was also the height of the Vietnam War, civil rights activity, people getting on buses to go to Selma, Alabama. It was all of that. And one of the kids was the king of the hippies. One of the kids running was the king of the hippies and super smart, Ross Pology. Ross was a gifted kid, but Ross had a move, the likes of which I've never seen before or since. He made signs, campaign signs, that were Japanese art. It was that Japanese watercolor on brown paper, brown wrapping paper. And these signs were 10 feet high. And they were free-flowing. So you'd see this incredible Japanese landscape with Japanese pen and ink. And they were magnificent. Truly art. And those were his campaign signs. But here was his move. Here was his move. You've never heard of this before or since. I promise you that Joe Biden didn't do this. We all loved his signs. And we said to him, wow, that's something. He said, well, I'll make them for you, too. He volunteered to make signs for other kids campaigning. He'd make signs for other kids campaigning. And they were so good, you couldn't turn them down. Therefore, several of us accepted his offer of making campaign signs. But we also knew, I don't think we really quite thought it through, that if he made a campaign sign for us, his had gone up first, and therefore the student body would associate our signs with him, and he'd win, and he did. Brilliant. He didn't go to Harvard. He went to Colgate. That was pretty good. That was all right. He didn't go to Harvard. He went to Colgate. It was a different time, but what I'd like to talk to you about is how exactly does somebody get 70 million votes, Joe Biden, and nobody can tell me anything that he stands for or one position that he has other than let's all come together. This was some scam. And I'm not being hostile toward him. I'm like, what did I miss? What did I miss? What didn't I hear him say that would make me sit back and go, oh, that's a really interesting point. I didn't hear him say anything. Did you? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, KXNT in Las Vegas. Welcome. We're going on the late shift. We're going on the third shift. We're going to the casinos at this time. This is the best time of day to go to work, isn't it? Nobody on the roads. Nobody's going to bother us. No one's going to ask us any stupid questions. It's fantastic. I love being with you at this time. And I'm going to put out the law of attraction, which is I'd like to be on the air every night at this time. Why is this such a big deal? I really don't understand why this is such a big deal. We should be in the car together every night at this time. 888-688-WALT. If you want to send me an email, I always answer them during the week. WalterMSterling@gmail. WalterMSterling, STERLING@gmail. And I have a spectacular Facebook page. It's Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Really, this is a full-service show. I mean, it's truly remarkable. And coming up in just seconds, we'll have another drive-through brew. We will have Florida stories, more Florida stories, and your phone calls. Because I live for your phone calls. That's why I do this show. Did you know that? That's why I do this show. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. A powerful Pacific storm is impacting the West tonight. Blizzard warnings, Montana, and significant snow, Idaho into Wyoming, portions of Utah, southeast Nevada, and northwest Arizona. Winter storm warnings for the Sierra Nevada. And hurricane warnings for South Florida and the Keys with Ada.
Ahead of the blizzard, a quick-moving rain and ice mix headed into the upper Midwest tomorrow, while the core of the winter storm drops into Utah and Colorado before ejecting into central parts of the country Wednesday, ready to try and catch Ada by the end of the week. But Ada's forecast has lots of questions. The tropical storm will cross the Keys tonight with hurricane gusts, then head into the eastern Gulf as a hurricane. Squally weather tonight, locally heavy rainfall, the big problem for South Florida. But most of us are really wondering what's next for Ada. The official National Hurricane Center forecast keeps Ada just sitting in the eastern Gulf and lingering. The thinking is that Ada will finally weaken before it drifts back toward Tampa by the end of the week. We'll be watching. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, Sue, who was raised in Parma, I don't know what that problem is, but I urge you to try again at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Trying all evening. Okay. And thank you for listening on WPHT in Philadelphia. She is thoroughly disgusted at the way the Democrats are stealing this election. No one in their right mind could vote for Biden. Trump is doing a fantastic job. It isn't over till it's over. So all of the accounts are done. So all of the fraud complaints have been investigated. Still hoping, holding out hope that we still have Trump for four more years. Still have my Trump sign up on my yard, and she sent me a picture of it. And by the way, Sue, who was raised in Parma, where do you eat? What is your favorite place to eat? Because I love Parma. I go there often. My family and I go there often. And it's a beautiful town. It's a great town. Everything about it is fantastic. But the perception of the Gwynne Paltrows and the people on the East Coast of Parma is that it's filled with idiots. It's filled with the data deprived. I love that phrase that Gwynne came up with, the data deprived. And if they only had more data, they would know, that Joe Biden's the answer. Now, Joe Biden may be the answer, but Joe has yet to come up with any reason. I have not heard in 6 months a reason to vote for him. Have you? Have you heard him say one thing where he said, this is specifically what I'm going to do besides raise your taxes? My father, an old school dad, used to tell me this thing that I didn't believe, but I'm becoming to the point where I do believe it. He used to say that he would talk to his politician friends, and he would tell them all, why don't you run on the basis that you're going to cut taxes? Run on that basis, you'll win. And they'd all look at him, he said, they'd look at him and say, no, we will not win. If we tell people we're going to cut taxes, we will not win. And he was like, how could that be? He said, they won't believe it, and they won't vote for us. They absolutely won't vote for us if we say we will cut taxes. I'm like, how can that be? Well, it turns out it's true. Now, here's the interesting thing. In every township, in every little township in America, there's usually one or two tax referendums. Little referendums that say, vote for this, should we increase taxes? Should there be a new levy? Should there be new debt? Should there be something that increases taxes? Usually one or two referendums like that on every single voting schedule. They all get in. They're never turned down. I look at them, I go, how can they agree to let more taxes be raised? What do they think they're doing? Because 99% of those dollars being raised are not going to go to where it's supposed to go. It's going to go to the crooks. It's going to go to the crooks who are going to put a new wing on their house, going to get a new car. It's not going to go to the school. If it went to the schools, let me help you. Here's your bottom line. If all of that money that was supposed to go to the schools went to the schools, every school in America would be air conditioned. All of them. But they're not. Every school would be air-conditioned if the money that was supposed to go to the schools went to the schools. Instead, they're not air-conditioned. Right? Schools are the only thing in your community that don't have air conditioning. Over 60% of the schools in America do not have air conditioning. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that insane? Where'd all that money go? Air conditioning is no longer that expensive. It isn't some big deal. It's not a big deal. In fact, if you were smart, if you went to your local Walmart and said, listen, Walmart, donate the air conditioning units to our school, and we will put a brass sign permanently on the entranceway to our school that says, thank you, Walmart, for putting the air conditioning in our schools. They would do it in 2 seconds. It's 13 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. Do you know why I love Highlands Flexmore Medicine? Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. I have it right here. Highlands Flexmore Medicine is made 100% of natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. And that means that I can safely complement prescription medicines with no side effects. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day? Not being able to do what you love or get a good night's sleep? For over 15 years, I've suffered with arthritis pain in my feet and my thumbs. Just like about 54 million Americans suffer. Well, many people delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks, or they experience side effects from common pain relievers. I found with Hylands, the new Flexmore medicine, it's F-L-E-X, Flexmore medicine. It's a natural relief of minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle pain and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. The cap, get this, the cap is easy to open. Who knew that somebody would finally figure out that if you have arthritis, you probably want an easy-to-open cap, and even better for me, there's no cotton in there. Is that annoying? No cotton in the Flexmore medicine bottles. Take control of your arthritis pain right now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, Highlands.com/arthritis. Then you enter the promo code WALTER at checkout and get $3 off your purchase, or find Flexmore Medicine at Rite Aid, Walmart, Kroger, Walgreens, or CVS right near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. For a long time, I've been shocked at the price of razor blades. It's crazy talk what they ask for razors. And they're not great. They haven't been improved in years. Now, Harry's makes a razor that's been improved constantly, and it's reasonably priced. Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving 4 times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's blade, their ace shave was as smooth as their first. You can find Harry's new sharper blades in big box stores, grocery stores, but better go to harrys.com. That way I get credit and you get a discount. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code WALTER, harrys.com, promo code WALTER, and the trial set will cost you $3. You get a blade, a beautiful handle, shaving gel, nice box for $3. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code WALTER.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
All right, 17 past the hour, 17 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday, live on a Sunday night. Gary in Sacramento listening to KFBK, the home of Bill White. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, Gary.
Well, good evening, Walt. And when I turned the radio on tonight, I didn't expect to hear you talking about the radio station in Sacramento that I was listening to tonight, as you were complimenting the town I grew up in Parma, Ohio. So thanks for both those acknowledgments.
Let's talk about that a second. You grew up in Parma. Did you?
20 years.
Do you feel I characterized it correctly?
The Parma I knew back then was a good place to grow up in. I think it's still a good place from what I have heard from family members in the last 2 years. And it was just surprising that of all the towns and all the states that you happened to pick that one. I didn't hear why you picked it.
I picked it because it is the epicenter of where Donald Trump has his support. Northeast Ohio is where he has his greatest support, and Parma is in the epicenter of Northeast Ohio. It is his town. And I pointed out, I pointed out that Parma, Ohio, many of those East Coast people and those West Coast people, the Gwyneth Paltrows and all, they look down on places like Parma. They call it, are you ready, my friend? Are you ready, Gary? They call it data deprived, that the people who live there are data deprived. They don't have the information they should have in order to know how to vote properly. They call it data deprived. And I have spent more than enough time in Parma, as have you, where I know that Parma is a beautiful town. It is a well-educated town. People in Parma have terrific jobs because most of them are UAW workers. Gwyneth should have the benefits of a UAW worker. And it's a great place to live and to raise your children, too. Are you ready for this, Gary? Now there are two Walmarts there and a Target. It's fantastic. For them to condescend to Parma, Ohio, is just stupid. And now you're in Sacramento. Why are you in Sacramento?
Because when I was 20 years old, I went out one day to join the Navy, and the Navy wouldn't guarantee me a job. But the Air Force recruiter was listening. He says, we can give you that job. And they did for about the next 24 years. And I was in Sacramento when it came time to retire.
Well, so you have fantastic benefits, and I appreciate your call. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Kathy in Aberdeen, Washington, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Good evening. How y'all doing tonight?
I'm excited that you're here.
I'm excited, too, because I want to just say that, you know, we were talking earlier, or you were talking earlier about Joe Biden and what he really has to say. Well, what really shocks me is that he's been in politics for 45 years and he hasn't done anything. I don't know if anybody understands it or not.
Well, I know that's what Trump liked to say. So let's put that aside. And then let's look at this. Let's look at this moment, because you and I can't go over 40 years of politics. Let's look at this moment. What has he said in the past month that would make you vote for him? And I can't think of anything that he has said that he's going to do. Nothing.
No, I don't think so either. And I just think that, like you said, it was all about beating Trump. That's all he was he was chosen for. And I think that's the worst thing, that somebody could choose a candidate just to get rid of one candidate. I just don't understand the politics in this era, because that just blew me away myself.
It's not the way we usually run our country. It's a very unique situation. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Kathy in Kansas City, Missouri, listening on, what are you listening on, KMBZ?
Yes.
Fantastic station. It's a brilliant radio station.
I do about 6 o'clock, I turn it on, and I listen to all the shows. I really get a lot out of it.
How may I be of service
to you?
To you.
It's kind of funny, because I do agree with you about a lot of things, about the economy's better and kept us out of wars. A lot of things you said that Trump did for our country, and I applaud that. But one thing that I would like to kind of see if you agree, that do you think that the people have become a little bit more hateful and meaner as a result of his presidency? It seems like he has kind of a, I don't know, I don't want to be negative, but it sounds like he has kind of a attitude that people have picked up on. And I just wondered if you agreed that that might be something, maybe that's why people, why he's so bipolar, not bipolar, but why he's so polarizing.
Well,
or not.
First, I'm damn sure he's bipolar. But secondly, no, secondly, he...
That just kind of came out.
No, it's all right. He expresses his point of view, and he's a negotiator. Now, as a negotiator, and I know this because I've negotiated a few deals, when you negotiate, your job is to push your opponent to their extreme so you find out what they really think. And if you act a little crazy and say crazy stuff, the other person will say crazy stuff, and you'll find that they're in a corner, and then you know who they are. When you get the other person to push back and say, no, I'm not going to go any further, that's the most important piece of information you can have. And that's what he has done with the leaders of the world. That's what he's done with the leaders in Congress. That's what he does. And then he controls the situation. When he makes a situation, now, other people think, well, you know, he's causing chaos. No, he's not causing chaos. He's setting up a playing field where only he can win. I mean, and it's a form of genius. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Tom in Northern California, welcome to the fastest growing radio show in network radio. Hello, Tom.
Thank you. The thing I have to say about Joe Biden is what we used to say when I was younger. Bureaucracy breeds mediocrity. And his whole campaign was about being mediocre and having been a bureaucrat for 45 years.
Yeah, so what has he claimed? What has he claimed? Tell me one thing that he has said, I'm going to do this. One thing.
Not one thing, and our governor's the same way. He keeps making edicts. A Marysville court just this last week said he can't order mail-in voting. And I'm in Butte County. We've had it for a year. Our registrar, our clerk recorder, says it's going to take 17 days to count the vote. I just wish that the churches would have opened up for precinct voting. They're large. We could have handled it. There needs to be a more creative way to do this during this epidemic. Thank you so much for being on the radio tonight.
Well, I'm on the radio tonight, so I don't have to talk to my wife, and I get money to keep my kid in college. I think that's a pretty good exchange, don't you, Tom?
It's great.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, Ace, thanks very much. I think you'll appreciate this.
I came up terribly surprised one time when I found that I was a right-wing conservative extremist. When I have listened to everybody's point of view that I ever met, and then decide how I should feel. I mean, but this so-called new liberal group, Jesus, they never listened to your point of view.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
All right, next week, the return of...
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the usual edition from Public Radio.
If you listen very carefully to ABC News coverage on television, you'll go, wait, I know that voice. And you do know that voice. It's Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. I actually have friends who have chastised me for using her as part of a public radio parody. Like, no, you can't make fun of public radio. It's too sacred. It's too sacred. You can't do that. It's very important. You ever been to a drive-thru brew? It's where you drive into a house, you're surrounded by refrigerators, and they put beer in your trunk.
I'm J.J. Wilson, and I'm the son of Big Wilson, legendary radio broadcaster.
If you're just tuning in, hello. We watched the fireworks display up and down the beach. We went over to the beach of Miami around in the 80s there, and it was really quite nice.
As he always said, he was much taller on radio. And this is the drive-through brew. Our slogan, drive-through, and you're through. Now, last time, Jake and the manager were fighting over the new sign logo. Let's listen in.
Right. The sign should show beer being poured on a pig. Then every time someone drives in the drive-thru, they would hear the sound effect of a pig squealing. You don't hear that when you walk into Target. In fact, when you walk into Target, you just hear threats to your freedom.
Security to zone 4, please. Will make a would-be thief very nervous.
and encourage them to leave the store.
A pig squealing is not associated with beer or any of the things we sell.
I'm afraid we'll become too narrow in appeal to rural counties and scare away this influx of Upper West Siders from Manhattan. I want to grow our base and solidify our roots.
What the hell have you been reading?
Well, this free community college has a course in marketing, and I've been teaching it this semester.
A teacher? Well, well, what is the name of your course?
It's called A Beer Barn is a Metaphor.
For what?
We're hiring more writers for that answer.
Well, this is getting pretty high-minded. Next time on Life in the Drive-Thru Brew, Word Car speaking.
All right, now coming up in just seconds, we're going to have Undercover Boss, a brand new feature from Sterling on Sunday. Undercover Media Boss. A media CEO is going to go undercover to find out about the hell of production of one of the shows that his network produces. You got that? You ever see Undercover Boss? Well, we're going to have Undercover Media Boss. That's coming up in just seconds, right after John Weatherby's weather. And isn't John Weatherby's weather spectacular? I think so. Now, if you want to talk to me, it's 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And then I got to talk to you about this.
We need to get you dressed.
Spectacular. An amazing short film. Maybe the most amazing short film I've ever seen that is entertaining and 18 minutes long, so it's not exactly the end of your life. But wait till you hear Undercover Media Boss. I think you'll be very impressed. We've gone to the ends of the earth to make this production. The ends of the earth to make this production. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Tonight, the blizzard out west, the hurricane soaking South Florida. But what's ahead for your work week? Ada's general circulation pushes some rain northward as far as Georgia tomorrow, but the heavy, squally weather continues for South Florida. And those tropical downpours will eventually cover the entire state of Florida tomorrow and every day for the rest of the week. Drier weather not till Saturday in the Sunshine State. Meanwhile, it will be a wet week for the eastern half of the country, combining new Pacific moisture with a new cold front and Ada's dense moisture field. The heavy rains start on Tuesday with a shot of winter for the upper Midwest, expands Wednesday and Thursday from the Appalachians to the coast and from border to border. Finally, the rain starts to diminish Friday in the northeast, but it's Saturday before it diminishes in the southeast. And here comes more waves into the Pacific Northwest. Rounds of rain and higher elevation snow reaching southward into California Thursday. Heaviest snow and rain for the West will be on Friday and Saturday. What a week. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Now, Undercover Media Boss. Media bosses go behind the scenes to see how their workers suffer from unusual working conditions and heated egos. CEOs are fully disguised, so no worker is suspicious of the undercover boss.
It's such a nice day, but I have so much pressure in my media job. I have to get ratings with the show I produce, Below Deck Great Lakes. Who is this weirdo in a bad wig and mustache? It looks like the CEO of our network, Chad Lorenzo.
Yes, hello there. I'm here to see how you suffer in your job.
Yes, some days we run out of Pellegrino. Media jobs are killers of the souls. I wish I could take my family to Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah, we all suffer here at the network while producing Below Deck Great Lakes. First, we have to make sure the hors d'oeuvres, hors d'oeuvres, are served and removed and that no camera or mic is in the master shot. You have that pressure all day? Earlier this month, I had to wait a day to be reimbursed for my limo ride to the dock.
Later, the boss loses his disguise, revealing that he is the CEO of the media company. Everyone is shocked.
I was touched by your story. No mistresses? It must be very challenging.
You have no idea. I'm on the road and I have no pleasure.
Unbelievable. Here. Here is a lifetime gift card to Bob Evans. The VIP room. Just for you.
Oh, gosh. You've changed my life. Thank God for barter.
You ever watch that Undercover Boss? And they always they think they can solve the problem with $5,000. All the education problem with the kid, all of the housing problems. Here's $5,000, or here's a new car. Meanwhile, no matter what it is, college, housing, it's always about one-tenth of what they would need to actually do that unless they're in a very bad place. And then Gail King, don't underestimate the suffering of Gail King. Gail King had been prepared for a late night on Tuesday, but was surprised when her assistant told her that she'd need to be back on the air at 6 a.m. At that point, wearing the yellow dress that she wore on the air, King decided rather than heading home, she would grab a few winks on a couch in the green room of the studio of MTV's TRL studio, which was near the special election night headquarters set that CBS News set up at the Times Square headquarters of Viacom. Well, guess what? There has been no MTV TRL in at least 15 years, maybe 20, right? And then she says, we're going in at what? What do you mean we're going in at 6? When the CBS News group reassembled on the air Wednesday, King joked about the fact that she was a mess. She was eager to get the first real glimpse of how the electorate was feeling, and she was encouraged by what was shaping up to be the second record turnout of Americans at the polls. You'd heard so many different scenarios about how it could go, she said. Oh, it's going to be an early night. Oh, it's going to be a landslide. What we knew going in was that we had unprecedented numbers of people doing early voting. So that was very exciting. King acknowledged, feeling such angst and anxiety in recent days, it's never good when you see the plywood come out. What? There was plywood in Bed Bath & Beyond and Pottery Barn. As I was driving to work, she said, election day was supposed to be celebratory. You're going to do your vote, and you do your part. And to hear that the National Guard is on standby and gun sales are going up, I felt very anxious about this election and all that comes with it in a country so divided. Oh, Gail King, your country is so divided. She was very nervous that plywood was going up. Well, really? Because I don't think any Trump people were getting ready to riot. Do you? I don't think they were, Gail. I don't think they were. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. That was the thing that got me on Tuesday night. All these people saying that they were very anxious about everything that was going on. Very anxious. I'm like, what are you anxious about? And now that Trump is saying, well, we must go over the election results. Well, that's his job. His job is to say that, and Biden's job is to say that we have to go over the election results because that's what we have here in a democracy, right? Our job is to make sure that every vote is counted accurately, that no vote is left behind, and that we have an opportunity to question any ballot. That's what we do. That's what makes us unique, because in China and Russia, if you question a ballot, your hands are chopped off. This is Sterling on Sunday. Harry's Razors. I am so happy that Harry's Razors is part of Sterling on Sunday. I know they are thrilled as well, because Harry's Razors are very different than any other razor you might use on your beautiful face. They are made in their own German factory, a factory that's been making razors for 100 years, and they get their steel from Sweden. The Harry's people control every single aspect of the manufacturing process, including the beautiful ergonomic handle. The great thing about this handle is it's meant to be held in the shower. It's not one of these theoretical handles. This is meant for the shower. Difficult to drop this handle. ergonomic handle, plus the shave gel, which has a wonderful scent, a great aroma, and it's not overwhelming or it's not too little. It's just right, and it's a great smell. That's why I love this trial set that's being made available to you through Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday makes this possible. Now, think about what you paid for a razor and a razor blade the last time you went. Maybe you were on the road, you forgot your razor and razor blade, and you went to the drugstore and went, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is crazy, too, because it's so low. Harry's.com. Here's what you get in the trial set. Ready? You get a Harry's blade. It has five little blades in it. A Harry's blade. Then you get the handle, a beautiful ergonomic handle. Feels just right. You can pick the color, beautiful colors. And you get this foaming shave gel, which I love because it smells wonderful. And a nice travel box. All of that for $3. Yes, all of that for $3. All you do is put in my name, Walter, in the promo code section at harrys.com when you check out. Walter! Now, you figure, well, shipping and handling must be $800. Shipping and handling is free. Shipping and handling is free. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter. harrys.com, promo code Walter. Try it. Thank you.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music, too, is heard by the very best listeners. And we mean you.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going to Jacksonville, Florida, where a 35-year-old Florida woman spent last night at the Extended Stay Deluxe, and around 5 p.m., she's in the lobby hollering at the employees. She's upset because the hotel doesn't provide breakfast, nor is the pool open. Now, both of these things have been temporarily on hiatus because of the virus pandemic. The guy that's actually at the desk trying to check in is tired of the interruptions, and he asks her to calm down. So then the Florida woman's anger turns from the employees to this man. And there's a weird thing here. In the police report, they redacted what happens next. But apparently this other guy was in such fear, he decided that he was just going to bail from the situation. And he runs out to the parking lot, jumps in his truck. As he's trying to pull out of the parking lot, this Florida woman goes out there and stops him. She stands in front of him, doesn't let him get out of his parking space. And she's yelling at him, screaming at him, and threatening him. So he says, forget this. He gets out of his truck and runs off. She jumps in his truck. The keys are still in it, and she drives it into the retention pond across the street. And I am going to lose weeks, maybe even months of sleep, wondering what the redacted part of that police report is.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we have a 15-year-old and two of his friends who sneak out, take one of their parents' SUVs, and they're joyriding. About 1 in the morning on a Saturday night, you know, technically it's Sunday morning, but for you and me, Saturday night, they end up crashing through someone's yard, they go through the backyard, and then they go to the neighbor's house behind them, and they crash into the swimming pool. They have a photo of the SUV in the pool, and it looks like they had to get out the hatchback. So there's two cars have ended up in water. Hold my beer. For our last Florida story, we go to Clearwater, Florida, where a 36-year-old Florida man and his wife just moved into a great new house. They got a good deal on it, too. Problem is, their neighbor's a jerk. He complained when he was power washing his driveway during the Olympics. You're being too loud. If his wife goes out and sunbathes in the backyard, he gets on a chair, looks over the fence, and starts taking pictures of her. And the last straw was at the wife's birthday party when he strung up some lights on his side of the neighbor's fence. Well, of course, the neighbor had to complain about that. The neighbor literally called the cops and made them take the lights down. The neighbor couldn't stop being a jerk. He called the cops again simply because they were being too loud. So the cops showed up again. They said, okay, it's not that loud. We took the lights down. Quit calling us. He calls 911 again. And he gets extra angry when the cops refuse to come out there. And he says he's going to take care of it himself. So the 911 dispatcher says, what, do you have some weapons of some sort? He says, yes. Hang on, I'll get you the quote. I've got a ton of weapons. I've got hand grenades. I'll blow them out of the ground. So then the police did show up. And they arrested the crazy neighbor. Now the young couple is looking for a new house. And somehow a vehicle did not end up in the water. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker. And this is Florida Stories.
All right, it's 50 minutes past the hour. You and I are driving across the country and it's just us. You're alone in the 18-wheeler, alone in the car. It's just us. This is the best time of day for me to be on the radio because I get to talk to you. We're not interrupted by the kid in the back. We're not interrupted by our annoying spouse. And we don't really have to be anywhere. That's the beauty of it. We don't really have to be anywhere. It's just us. Now, I want to thank Sue, who grew up in Parma, Ohio. And I said, where do you eat in Parma? There are a lot of very interesting little stuck-in-the-corner restaurants in Parma, Ohio, the epicenter of Donald Trump's base. Taidu, Vietnamese and Chinese on Snow Road. She recommends that. I think I have been there, so I'm going to try that again. In fact, I'm darn sure I've been there. And then she recommends State Meats. Now, with respect, I think you'll love this. That is the name of the store, State Meats. That's the name of a Cleveland store. You're not going to find any place else in America with a store named State Meats. State Meats has great kielbasa and pierogies. Okay. And that's all you need to know. Now, I was at Goldie's Restaurant on Pearl Road in Strongsville this weekend, and I can safely say that I've never been in a cleaner restaurant, and I can safely say there was nobody there under 300 pounds, and they were happy. Nobody was striving to get to 10 pounds. Nobody was striving to get... They were happy. Everybody eating there was happy, including me. What did I have? I had a cheese omelet, extra cheesy omelet, and they said, what kind of cheese do you want, American or what? And I said, Munster. They said, no, we don't have any Munster. I said, what do you got? Provolone. And then they had carrot cakes, apple pies, cherry pies, and they had pumpkin pie. They had great pumpkin pie. And they said, do you want whipped cream on it? I went, no, I have diabetes. I don't want whipped cream on it. Have the whipped cream. You've been good. You didn't have potatoes. The waitress said, you didn't have potatoes. You've earned it. You can have the whipped cream. Oh, all right. And you know what, son of a gun? It was real whipped cream. It wasn't too sweet. It wasn't loaded with enough sugar to make me pass out, which is a trick in itself. It was incredible. I had pumpkin pie with real whipped cream. I had a cheese omelet, English muffin, fruit salad, nothing else. That's what I had. Coffee. It was great. In an immaculate diner. Immaculate. I had a great time. And that's all it takes. You know, that's what Gwenny doesn't understand. That's what George Clooney, who's waiting to eat on the shores of Lake Cuomo, that's what he doesn't understand. That's really all we need.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump. That's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen because we're not going to be used. Fear is not going to be something that we're going to, that's going to be... what drives our country. We're not going to be scared of Muslims or immigrants or, you know, women.
Somehow or another, they all interpreted Donald Trump's desire to continue the work of George Bush and President Obama to continue building the wall. They interpreted that as a fear of them foreigners. Fear of them foreigners. That isn't what it was. It's a fear of drugs. Fear of people who were coming here illegally. That's what it was. They interpreted it all as racism. It wasn't racism. Stupid. All right, 888-688-WALT. That's my question for the week. Here we go. The question is, in 3 months, I have not heard Joe Biden say one thing about why we should vote for him. I have not heard him say, and this is why you should vote for me. I haven't heard that. I have heard a lot of talk about how Donald Trump's the worst president ever, but I've not heard Joe Biden say one thing about why I should vote for him. Have you? And therefore, I don't quite know how he got 70 million people to vote for him. The reason that there was such angry rhetoric about our president had nothing to do with his policies or anything he did. It had to do with one simple thing, which was about 2 million people were feeling guilty that they had not voted for him because they assumed you were going to vote for him. They just assumed someone else was going to vote for him, and they didn't have to do anything. And then when Hillary lost and they went, oh, my gosh, she didn't win, they were taken by surprise, totally taken by surprise. That's what that was all about. Because they were furious with him on day one. He hadn't done anything yet. He hadn't done anything yet. Now, here's Joe Biden. Here's how I feel. I hope he's successful. He's the president of the United States. It is very important to me and my children that he be successful. I didn't vote for him, but I hope he's successful. It's not personal. It's our country. Please be successful. Please be successful. And I will back you and support you and do anything that makes a lick of sense. Because that's who we are as a country. But what happened before was all these people being feeling guilty. Oh, wait. You mean she didn't win? Oh, I didn't think I'd have to vote. Well, yeah, you had to vote. Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, that's how it works. All right, now let's you and I stay in touch. Here's how we do that. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Post wacky pictures. Then, I better put on my earphones. Then, you can send me an email. Every email I get gets answered at waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. Send me an email. It gets answered. Oh, and my God, I have a podcast. Very important. By law, every host must have a podcast. It's Midnight Misfits. At Midnight Misfits at Apple, iTunes, at radio.com. Apple, iTunes, radio.com. Midnight Misfits. That's the name of the podcast. Nothing is more important in my life than you downloading that podcast. Don't just like it. Don't just sort of listen to it. I need you to download it. Would you do that, please? Download it. Midnight Misfits. Spectacular. What else I got? I think that's quite enough. We have an ample social media stage. We're all in line with the social media. And I have a great website, Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. Go there. You can hear every show I've ever made. And what a blessing that is. I mean, what more would you want than to hear every single show that I've ever made? The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.